Welcome to the Upcycle Canada podcast. I'm Jennifer, and together with my husband Dave, we started with an idea, worked on it as a side hustle, and grew it into our first eco-friendly store. At Upcycle Canada, we repurpose, refinish, and reuse discarded items, giving them new life. Sit in on the conversation as we continue to grow from a small side hustle into something much more. Special guests will drop by and share their journey with you as well. This is the most eco-friendly small business podcast in your favorites. This is Upcycle Canada, where yesterday's items are reborn. Let's do this. All right, so welcome back again. This is wonderful to be back and have you
here
with us.
Is it wonderful, Jen?
It is always wonderful to be back.
It is wonderful. Today's episode, we're just kind of talking about upcycling. So if you've been looking for an upcycle podcast, I know we did a search when we created the podcast to kind of figure out if we kind of fit in the podcast world. And there was a big gap for a podcast focused on upcycling.
Right.
There was episodes on other podcasts where they would one or two episodes about the topic, but not a episodes every week type thing.
Right.
So that's why we wanted to jump in there.
Yeah.
So we've done our backstory. We've talked about your story, my story, a little bit about our business in the last five episodes. But now it's time to kind of focus more going forward into more topical stuff. And then also to scratch that itch for people who are looking for an upcycle podcast.
Exactly.
So today we're going to kind of focus on upcycling, what it means to us, what it means to the world, and how it's grown as
It's crazy.
As a term, as a movement, an answer to filling up landfills with unwanted products. There's so many things that can be upcycled.
Oh my goodness.
So we're gonna define upcycling, we're gonna talk about it and why it's important to us, but why it should be important to everyone, including people who's listening today. There's so many ways that we can be impactful and intentional with how we live our life and how we can a better footprint ecologically on the world by just how we live our life. And a big comparison to when we were growing up to today and just the mindset of how people have changed over the years. And that's a good sign, but we're not there yet. We got a long way to go. And we're hoping that our business sets a spotlight on just thinking in advance of how to reuse and how to come up with a solution for waste.
Right. Yeah. Right? Before you throw it out, just be like, okay, wait.
We're such a disposable society right now. Like think of all the takeout foods and everything that comes to your house and one time use and off it goes.
Mm-hmm.
It's crazy to see how much waste there is.
Yeah.
Overall. So we want to kind of talk about that a little bit today. But we always like to do, we start off with a quote because that kind of helps give some context to what we're talking about today. Our quote for today.
So our quote for today is, "To invent, you need a good imagination and a pile of junk," by Thomas Edison.
Yeah, like we have a really good organization in Niagara called the Niagara Furniture Bank. And they help families that are transitioning and looking for new places to live and they don't have furniture or they've gone through something terrible and lost their furniture or whatever. And they can come down and this great organization will help them get set up with the basics to move forward. Right. So it's an amazing place to donate furniture. And wherever you are in the world, there's probably somewhere looking for help and looking for your used
some kind
materials.
Of community center or, you know, local charity place.
So it's a good to see that becoming more common, but even then there's people who just toss stuff like there's no concept in their mind of how this could be reused and kept from the landfill.
Right.
And I think that's why we want to upcycle is when we first started, like we talked about before, we didn't really have money to buy materials. So upcycling made sense financially in starting our business.
Exactly.
Because we wanted to have something that we could have the materials we need to build the things we wanted to build without the cost. And that's kind of why our slogan is, yesterday's items reborn.
Exactly.
It is all what we're about. We have it right across the top of our store as you're leaving. You can see it there. And it means a lot to us because when you walk into our store, you're going to see products that were something else before.
Yeah.
And it's the creative side of people to take something that somebody doesn't want and to turn into something else. So you think of the furniture, for example, when your relatives downsize, you're left with furniture.
Right.
Now, this furniture could be, you know, 40, 50, 60 years old. I don't know.
Yeah.
And it could be probably the best quality furniture you've ever seen. Solid wood, beautiful handmade things like
ornate or detailed.
Yeah, like
there's
gorgeous
lots of
stuff.
Beautiful handmade carvings.
Yeah. Like quality wood items too, not like today's items you can buy. And if you move more than once, they fall apart.
Yeah.
You know, they're just glue and sawdust.
Yeah.
Terrible, terrible stuff. And highly tossed out after the fact.
Right.
So, but the problem is, you have a new generation that looks at this old, quote, old furniture, and it doesn't fit my decor.
Yeah.
Right? That's not my style. Instead of throwing away perfectly good furniture, maybe there's a way to refinish it or give it new life and repaint it or redo it and make it fit your space.
There's a lot of new products now that will take that. You just, you know, we have some in our own store.
Oh, yeah, we sell Mango paint.
Right, exactly.
And it is amazing for taking a piece of furniture and just changing it completely.
Completely. There's so many neat opportunities to just, even if you just want to look rustic. If it's too solid and clean and crisp and you want it to look antique, you get, there's so many things you can do with
it. If you're stuck and you don't even know how to do this, there's this wonderful tool called YouTube. And YouTube is one of the best visual search engines in the world. If you don't know how to do something, just go on YouTube, type it in, and you'll find somebody somewhere in the world that can give you the knowledge for you to move forward and try.
Yeah.
So there's so many amazing content producers on there that you can find an answer to anything.
Yeah.
So there's lots of ways to learn and get knowledge so you can move forward. So if your excuse is you don't know how, there's always an answer to fix that.
Yeah.
Right? It's going to take time for you to learn.
Yeah.
But once you learn a new skill, you could turn that into something.
That's right.
So you're driving down the road. There's a perfectly nice pine dresser sitting out on the side of the road. And you're like, what? Like, it's free. It's right there. Just they don't like it. Just get it out of here. Pick it up. Like a headboard can be turned into a bench.
Yeah.
A door can be turned into a hallway entranceway with hooks. And like a bench on the bottom, little cubby holes.
Yeah.
That's a door.
Yeah.
Like you can take clothing and upcycle clothing.
Exactly.
There's so many different things that can have a new life.
A lot of people use blue jeans, linens. Is there a bit of a thicker material, right? So a lot of that kind of stuff gets used, I think, more often. Like I know in our store, we have a textile lady who takes like linens and blue jeans and stuff, and she belts. She'll take belts or straps of like different fabrics and so on, and she'll make bags and handbags. So, and it's a reusable bag. So she's reused the fabrics to make a reusable bag. Like, it's so great. Like, what a great way to reuse those things. And she gets people like giving her things now. Like, you know what I mean? You just, if they know, oh, I've got that, you know, it's great to share what you do with other people.
So I just did a Google search while we're talking.
Okay.
I just typed in the word upcycle on Google. So if you want to try this yourself when you're listening, but try this. There's 39 million things came up.
Oh my goodness.
In 0.79 seconds. So it's a, we're there. Upcycle Canada, hi. Well, we're there, but there is so many things that pop up when you just type the word upcycle. If you want something even better, type Upcycle Canada into Google. That's also good. Sorry, little plug there. But if you just type upcycle in, you can click on the images, for example, on Google. And you can see, right now I got beer bottles that are turned into glasses.
Okay.
I can see a basketball that's turned into a hanging plant holder.
Oh, wow.
The front of a car, that's a couch. I can see mason jars for your Q-tips. I can see a bicycle as a planter. I can see a bed frame as a garden bed with plants. I see teapots for planting your succulent plants.
Nice.
I see a piece of luggage turned into an ottoman. I see, what else? I got a skateboard turned into a key rack. I see, oh my gosh, there's so much. A guitar that's turned into a speaker, which we have one at the store.
Which we have one of those.
Thank you, Funky Upbeat Designs. I see stores that sell stuff. I see our store. Hi there.
Right.
I see so many cool ideas. And it's just taking something somebody doesn't want and turning it into something completely different. So it's not just wood.
No.
That's one of the things we do, and it's been very successful for us. But you can upcycle almost anything.
I've seen even, and this inspired me because where my dad, being a tool guy, he had all kinds of like multiples of like wrenches and different tools. And I mean, even just to make like a box, a toolbox, or having the tool on it, or some kind of even taking like pipes and stuff and making hooks out of them.
If you're not creative whatsoever and you want to upcycle, just type in, oh, there's our picture again. Just type in upcycle in the item you have.
Right.
And just take a look. If you've never been on this other site, I know I'm introducing, Jen, all these new sites to you you've never heard of, right? YouTube, that's new.
Yeah.
So you may want to look at that. Another one is called Pinterest.
Oh, very nice.
I've probably never heard of it, have you?
It's fancy.
Fancy. Mm-hmm. Pinterest, which we actually have a page on Pinterest.
Yes.
You can actually go there and, again, type in upcycle and type in your product and see makers posting photos and pinning photos of ideas for upcycling. So take the word upcycle, take the item you have in front of you, type it into Google and see what happens.
That's right.
You might find some inspiring things for you to take a shot at. And the best thing is you're working with something potentially that you got for free.
Right.
So your cost is very low, right? And all you can do is just try.
Yeah.
Right. So if you're a beginner woodworker, and you're looking for materials and you're afraid of cost, upcycle. If you're learning how to sew and you're not sure where to start, instead of going and buying all brand new material,
right,
go to your local store that sells clothing, used clothing,
thrift shops,
buy
stuff.
A bag,
yeah,
bring home the material and just practice.
Yeah.
That's the best place to start.
Yeah.
Right? So, Jeb, why is upcycling important?
Well, first of all, you get to reuse something. So you might already have things in your house. Instead of throwing them away, just repurposing it and giving it a second life. I think the fact that it revives, like, so you have an object that's been thrown away. It now gives it a new life. Like we say, yesterday's item's reborn. It's giving it a new life. It gives it maybe a bit more value again because you've something that was kind of worn out and thrown out and well used, well loved, now it's giving it a second existence and it's also giving it a different value.
So a guy from where I work night shift redid his fence in his backyard.
Okay.
Gave me the off cuts. So like the fence was a certain height and then he had extra wood,
right,
for each of the boards. All of it was going in the garbage.
Oh.
Brand new fence boards.
Oh my goodness.
And we use fence boards when we make outdoor signs.
That's right.
Because they're pressure treated.
That's right.
They're good for being outside.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
So I'd rather have pressure treated wood outside for a sign.
Certainly.
So he was going to throw all this away. So I got like a stack of wood from him. And within the first week, I took four boards out of that stack and we made $50 from that.
Yeah.
Two $25 signs.
Right.
From free wood.
Free wood, exactly.
Which we didn't pay for.
No.
So except for our time and labor, these boards are already pre-sanded, perfect condition. All I had to do was put them together, paint them up,
paint something on them.
Put the wording on that that person wanted to have put on the sign. And two $25 signs, $50, four boards. And it was the simplest thing to make ever. So I could have gone to a big box store and bought that wood.
Right.
Paid, I don't know, $10-$20 for the wood material, new.
Right.
Drove home and did it that way, but I took something that was going in a dumpster and made $50
yeah.
out of it.
Versus spending $50 and then trying to make your money back or something. Yeah.
Again, if you're a beginner, now there's a lot of woodworkers that don't like to use salvaged products
and, right,
because they might have nails in it or whatever the reason. But if you can take something that's no longer wanted and practice on it and learn on it, it's a lot cheaper
right
than going to the store and buying brand new material.
Sure.
So I would encourage that for anybody who's a new woodworker as well.
Yeah.
To learn and get and grow your skill set with used material.
Yeah, absolutely. Like right. Practice on stuff that you didn't have to pay for. Because then you know, if you want to make something beautiful and nice and you need that new wood, that's great. But yeah, practice first on something that you're not going to then go spend more if you ruin it, you know?
I love the idea when we talk to people when they come in and look at stuff where we can tell them that a tree was not taken down and milled and turned into workable wood for this project for you.
Yeah.
We didn't take down a tree to make this item for you.
Yeah.
So we're taking something that happened a while ago and using the wood from that project and repurposing it into something new.
Right.
If you think about it that way, that's a big difference than just going and buying new wood all the time.
Yeah.
And then when you think about when we had there was recently a big price increase on wood.
Geez, yeah.
And makers who would make a sign, say for example, out of wood, and they would charge $30 for the sign, the same piece of wood that they used to buy for $5-$10 was $30 or $40.
Mm-hmm.
It jumped like crazy high.
Yeah.
So now they couldn't even buy the wood for the price that they would sell the finished product for when they were done with it. So that could, I saw vendors posting on Instagram, for example, that they were going on hold for their special orders because they couldn't meet demand and they couldn't afford the wood.
No.
And that entire time, well, all these vendors were stopping and not making products anymore because of cost, price increases. We kept plugging away.
Yeah, exactly.
Every day we'd go out, we'd find another dresser, we'd find another piece of furniture, a headboard. We'd bring it home, we'd rip it up into pieces and make stuff out of it.
Yeah, and there's so much, there's a ton of beautiful wood out there that's for free. Like, you know, there's so many, you just got to look sometimes, even on ads that you might have in your local community that might say free, you know, in your newspaper or online, if there's local free ads or whatever, you know, take time, search it. Like, even if it is furniture, you can cut it apart and it's beautiful stuff. We use it all the time.
So remember that one, I guess it was a couple of years ago, we got wood from a diner here in our area.
Oh, my goodness. Oh,
they had like the booths, you know, we'd sit in.
Yeah.
The old time booths and stuff. And it had like people's names carved in this wood.
Like you would on a tree. Like DC plus JC.
Yeah. It would scratch their stuff with a knife or whatever in the wood. But we got pieces of the wood from the booths.
Right.
From this restaurant that was being renovated. So we made like some products from that. And then we met a gentleman who got engaged to his wife in that restaurant.
Which no longer exists now.
Yeah.
It's gone.
Possibly in that booth.
Yeah.
So we had the wood from the restaurant, possibly the booth where he got engaged. We made him something out of that wood.
Exactly.
And he gave it to his wife for an anniversary present.
It was so cool.
Like, you don't get that kind of memory or story when you walk into a box store and buy a brand new piece of wood.
And
you don't get that.
And for him now to tell all of his friends and stuff, like, you know, the story all behind that, and then, again, sharing who we are and just getting the word out. So, yeah, it's fun to make stuff.
That's the upside, I guess, to upcycling, I would say.
Yes.
Is that there's a story now, you know?
I know.
There's no story if you go to Home Depot and buy a piece of wood.
No.
Oh, where did this come from? Aisle 5. You know, there's really no story there.
No.
I went and bought a brand new piece of wood and cut it into squares and here you go. We don't batch out what we do. We don't make multiples.
No.
We make one.
Right.
And it's for sale and we sell it and then we make another one.
Yeah.
And the two aren't the same.
No.
Because the wood's not the same.
No.
So, like, we made a welcome sign. Everybody loves those leaning welcome signs that go outside your house.
Yeah.
You see them all over the place. Mostly they're made with new wood.
Right.
That's
just sheer length of them, the height of them. You can't always find that.
So we had an order for a welcome sign. Yes. It was 6 foot something that they wanted, right?
Well, we ended up with 6 foot one.
And we had a piece of wood donated to us, one solid piece of wood, big crack right down the middle. That's splitting.
Right. Yeah, you could have easily ripped it.
Oh, yeah, you could have broken it in half, no problem.
Yeah.
One good karate chop.
Yeah.
But what we did is we took glue and sawdust.
Yeah.
And then we glued it all together, put the sawdust on to help fill it in because it stains better.
Right.
Filled it in. I don't have clamps. I can't afford them. So we just took wood scraps and screwed them to the board.
Right. To hold
top
it tight,
and bottom on basically. Either end.
Yeah.
And that helped the glue set.
Yeah.
That's how we do things.
Yeah. You improvise there's with no what you have.
There's no excuses. You don't have clamps. Just screw the board on. You're fine.
Yeah.
Anyway, so we made this. We took that 6-foot board, one single piece of wood, salvaged, thrown out, and upcycled it, put the welcome sign on it. And then we got pictures back. It's on our social media.
A day later, yeah.
On they were porch. So happy, right?
Yeah.
Because it's unique.
Yes.
And there's only one.
I look at it and go, oh my gosh, like I'm impressed at how well it turned out. It was, you'd never know that you had to fix it. Like it was a beautiful piece. So.
It's interesting. When I looked at some stats for upcycling and way back in January 2010, way back.
2010.
It's a while ago.
12 years ago.
In January 2010, it said there was like almost 8,000 tags or examples of upcycling online. So Etsy, Pinterest, whatever.
Right.
That number jumped in 1 year from 8,000 to 30,000.
That's insane.
Of that in people using that word.
That was in 2010.
So we're now in, 2021?
Yes.
So that number's got to be a lot bigger.
I would think so, yes.
So I'm excited to see it's growing.
Yes.
But there's still people who don't know what upcycling is. How would you explain it then to somebody who's never heard the term?
So I'm going to just sort of read something I see here. Upcycling, also known as creative reuse, is the process of transforming byproducts, waste materials, useless or unwanted products into new materials or products perceived to be of greater quality. I think that's pretty cool. Upcycling has shown significant growth. And so Dave just talked about that, how the numbers, and that was back from 2010. So upcycling is known as a creative reuse. So like having that pile of junk, you know, that Thomas Edison said, having that pile of junk to invent something, be creative, just sort of, okay, what do I have to work with here? You see that sometimes on like TV shows, those challenges and stuff, you'll see sometimes you have an hour to go find three different things, you know, and they have to make something with it. And so
if you think about it, in a world with roughly like 8 billion people, right, the average household basically creates about a ton of garbage a year, right? A ton.
Yes.
So if you're able to take a fraction of that and divert it from landfill.
That's right.
And give it new life or give it a chance at being something else. We could definitely, as a community across the world, have a bigger impact on the amount of waste that we produce.
Right.
And it's simple. So in our part of the world, everybody freaked out because they went from every week we had garbage pickup, we went to every second week.
Right.
And the whole world in our area lost their mind. How are we going to do that? Blah, 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 blah. Now it's become more common and people are getting used to it.
That's right.
But when we were growing up, back in the 70s, 80s, and 90s, you just take all your garbage to the curb. They took everything.
Yeah.
You didn't recycle. You didn't sort things. You put your batteries, went in with the same garbage as your cans. With all your food waste, everything went in one big, big bag and off it went.
Yeah.
Who cares?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And now we're at the point where we're recycling, we're sorting, and we've made progress, but we're not there yet.
No.
And I think upcycling is going to be that next step.
Yeah.
Where people will understand that you cannot just throw everything away. You need to think and you have to have purpose and you need to take the extra time and a little effort and redirect as much as possible.
Yeah. One thing you mentioned was just some of the older furniture. I know we keep talking about wood and furniture, but again, some of that older furniture has so much character in it. It's a shame to see it thrown away. Yeah. So, yeah, when your grandparents, you know, are gone, or the hand-me-downs of furniture and even other things, you need to like take a second look at it and say, can, if I just did a new color, maybe it would fit my decor. Like, I think, you know, it's such beautiful pieces now. I think people need to start to appreciate what we had.
I think even like the one thing we had was that one, those two ladies who had their father's license plates.
Yes, exactly.
Personalized license plates that belonged to their dad.
That's right.
And they sat in a cupboard because they didn't know what to do with them.
No.
And so they brought us the plates.
Yeah.
So first of all, thank you for bringing us the plates and trusting us with something that means something to you.
That's
from
right.
your dad. But we made a key entryway so they could hang their keys and a little wood thing and stuff. But we mounted the license plate to that so that every time they leave the house, they see their dad. So each of the two daughters, they both got one of the plates.
That's right.
Right. Yeah. They both had a matching set.
Yeah.
We even made it from the same piece of wood.
That's right.
So that the two ladies both had something that meant something to each of them as well.
That's right.
Like, so talk about something that's unique, creative, personalized, has meaning. Like, it checked off all the boxes, right?
Yeah.
And they were so proud to hang this in their home. Because it reminded them of their dad.
That's right.
Otherwise, it just sat in a cupboard somewhere, never seen,
no,
forgotten about, and now it's properly displayed where they can see it.
That's right.
Years and years ago, when we first got married, this lady gave us a mirror.
Oh,
but it's a wooden, it's a window.
It's an old window.
A very old-fashioned window, and there's a mirror in it instead of glass.
Yeah.
Now, that was, I don't know, like 28
years ago, obviously.
28
yeah.
years
basically,
ago?
Yeah.
And there was no upcycling word at that point.
No.
We've had this piece of hanging on our wall since we've been married.
And it's got the old, like, there was no window. You couldn't open it. It had this extra block with the three holes drilled through the wood.
Yeah, you lift this little piece up and you have to.
And that was your airflow of any sort. So, yeah, and it's still there. If you open it, the holes are still
there. We have this window slash mirror.
Yeah.
We've had it on our wall this entire time.
Yeah.
Way
kind
before
like
we even had
looking
upcycling.
At us in the face going, hello, like you need to do this.
Yeah. We've had an upcycled piece in our home for 28 years.
We didn't
even realize we had it, what it was. And now that we have a business about upcycling, it's like mocking us.
Yeah,
like,
I know. It's like I've been here from day one.
Time,
yeah.
Right? So we could have been doing this 28 years ago if we had really been
on the ball.
On the ball, right?
Yeah. I guess so.
So we're a little late to the party.
Yeah.
But we're a little late to podcast too, but we're here. At
you
least
know,
we're here.
And you got to start somewhere, even if it's small things like the teacups you mentioned.
Yeah.
You know, like people love to have their little succulents or cacti in a tiny, cute little teacup. Like, what a great way to you know, candles. I've seen people do candle jars.
We sell candles in the store. We ask people to bring them back and we give them a discount on the next candle.
Yeah.
And we reuse the jar.
Yeah.
We use them for our painting classes.
That's right.
With the lid, or we, without the lid, we have put plants in them and sell them.
Exactly. And then we'll repaint the glass jar for the plant. So
it's all about reusing.
Yeah.
And I love when people, when you mention it, they smile because they're just like, wow, you guys actually do that. We use pop tabs on the back of our signs.
I was just thinking of that.
Right?
That's great. Yeah.
With a little screw on them, and that's for hanging the sign on the wall.
Yeah.
So we're reusing those as well.
That's right.
So it's all about finding purpose for something that has no purpose now.
Yeah.
And just be thoughtful, come up with a way. I want to give you an action step today.
Yes.
We haven't really done that in the last few podcasts because
we're just getting the basics down.
We're still trying to figure this out ourselves. So I have an action step.
Awesome.
For the people that are listening. So if you've never heard of one of these two shows, I want you to search them up. So you can find them probably on YouTube or something, but you can also find them on, I think it's Amazon Prime or whatever. But I want you to search up Black Dog Salvage, Salvage Dogs.
Right.
Right? And or I want you to search up Salvage Kings. So I want you to look up these two shows, the Black Dog Salvage and Salvage Kings. So Salvage Kings is a Canadian show.
Yes.
History Channel, Ted and his team, amazing. And then Black Dog Salvage, Salvage Dogs. Look up these two. They do like salvage of building materials or things that they find before the buildings are knocked down.
That's right.
And they salvage and keep them out of the landfill.
That's right.
They directly go along with how we look at life.
Exactly.
And how we've built our business. But I want you to go as an action step this week, find one of those two shows. watch at least one episode.
Right.
That's it.
Tell me you're not inspired when you're done watching
Yeah. You have to be inspired after that.
Exactly.
And okay, so that's what I want you to do. You got homework to do.
I know. I gotta get my remote ready.
Okay, let's go.
All right.
We'll see you guys soon.
All right, cheers.
Thanks for listening, guys.
Bye.
This has been the Upcycle Canada podcast. Thanks for listening today. We appreciate your feedback and would love to connect with you. Email your questions, comments, or suggestions to upcyclecanadapodcast@gmail.com. To find out more about our business and access links to all our social media sites, podcast notes, and more, please visit upcyclecanada.ca. This is a listener-supported podcast. If you're interested in supporting us, please head over to patreon.com/upcyclecanada. and select a monthly tier that works for you. A 5-star review on the podcast app of your choice is always appreciated. Thank you to Jacob Moon for our instrumental backing track for this podcast. Please visit jacobmoon.com for more on this talented Canadian artist. Join us again for more great topics, ideas, and practical steps to help you in your daily life. Thank you for listening. Let's keep this conversation going.